Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council set to hold emergency talks today about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. Korea Economic Institute scholar Troy Stangerone tells VOA about whether the UN meeting might produce anything new.
I would expect there to be a statement from the council condemning the tests, but I think it's unlikely that we see additional sanctions. Sanctions on North Korean missile tests tend to be related to things like their space launch, which are much more robust rockets than this.
North Korea fired the ballistic missile Sunday on a high projection into the Sea of Japan. First test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang that tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles last year at an unprecedented rate. President Trump's senior policy advisor Stephen Miller says the White House is considering all options in an effort to upend a court ruling that froze Mr. Trump's order to ban travel from seven majority Muslim countries.
We are contemplating new and additional actions to ensure that our immigration system does not become a vehicle for admitting people into our country who are hostile to this nation and its values.
Mr. Trump says he is considering a new executive order on immigration, which could be signed as soon as today or tomorrow. President Trump hosts Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House for talks today that are expected to include a launch of a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs, not specified on the public agenda, but likely to come up in today's meetings, are economic issues, particularly trade. Mr. Trump has made it clear he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the United States, Canada, as well as Mexico. This is VOA News. The leader of Peru has asked President Trump to deport former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo, sought in Peru on suspicion of taking bribes as part of a regional corruption scandal. President Pedro Pablo Kaczynski said Peruvians have witnessed very regrettable situations and accusations of corruption, including serious accusations against Toledo. He says these accusations generate immense mistrust in our system, he says, the system of government. Prosecutors are investigating whether Toledo took $20 million in payments from a construction firm in exchange for favoring the Brazilian company in a major highway contract. Peru says it believes Toledo is in the area of San Francisco, California, here in the United States. Tens of thousands of Romanians took to the streets over the weekend demanding the government resign as they accused it of attempting to water down anti-corruption laws. This Bucharest resident was among the many demonstrators.
I'm here tonight because I care about this country. I'm here tonight because I want the fight against corruption to continue in this country. I don't want laws for criminals, right? I don't want that people that run our country can steal or abuse.
Estimated crowd of 50,000 protesters took part in the Bucharest March. Associated Press is reporting officials in the U.S. state of California have ordered at least 130,000 people to evacuate an area in the northern part of the state where a spillway at the tallest dam in the U.S. could fail. The dam is 235 meters high and holds back Lake Oroville, playing a role in both California's water and power systems. Grammy-winning singer Al Jarreau, a seven-time Grammy winner, died Sunday in Los Angeles. Recording artist Gregory Porter remembered Jarreau as he walked the red carpet at the 59th Annual Grammy Awards.
You know, very much inspired by Al Jarreau. He passed thinking of his legacy in terms of blurring the lines of genre in R&B, in one of the greatest jazz voices, doing things in the movies. I mean, it's just extraordinary gift, unique gift is extraordinary.
Al Jarreau died at the age of 76. Adele's song Hello won the Song of the Year prize at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles, and Chance the Rapper was named Best New Artist.
That's the latest world news from VOA.